Merging or hiding letters in the Quran is a very necessary skill to learn because of how common it is in the Quran. The challenging part is that there are many reasons why two letters or sounds should be merged or fused. They are merged if two sounds are exactly the same, if they are similar or share characteristics, if there is a case of ikhfa, or if there is a case of idgham. Added to that, these rules do not only apply to letters, they also apply to all kinds of tanween. So this might be a bit challenging, especially if you're a beginner. But in this lesson, we will learn a very simple trick that can help you detect if a letter has to be hidden or if there is anything special going on. When a letter is merged or fused, no matter what the reason is, there will always be one thing in common, which is that the letter in question will not have any tashkil on top or under it, and the letter after it will. And in many cases, the letter that comes after it will have shadda on top of it. This is a sign that there is something up with the letter in question, and it also means that you will not be pronouncing this letter or not fully pronouncing it. Let's have a look at these examples to understand this even better. In this example, we see kaf that has no tashkil on top, and the kaf after it has shadda. Now, regardless of you knowing the name of this rule or not, seeing a letter without tashkil on top or under it should work as a signal that there is something up with this letter that you have to pay attention to so that you can pronounce it properly. And in this case, the kaf will not be pronounced at all because it will be completely merged with the kaf that comes after it. That's why the kaf after it is doubled or has shadda.
أَيْنَمَا تَكُونُوا يُدْرِكُمُ الْمَوْتُ وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ.
Can you also see the other letter that doesn't have tashkil on top or under, which means that this letter will not be fully pronounced? That's right, the noon in the word kuntum, which is an indication that the noon will not be fully pronounced in this case because of ikhfa. And that's why we say
وَلَوْ كُنْتُمْ فِي بُرُوجٍ مُشَيَّدَةٍ.
Let's have a look at another example.
وَدَّتْ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ لَوْ يُضِلُّونَكُمْ.
Again, we see that the letter ta has nothing on top or under it, and the letter after it has shadda on top of it. And this is a case of merging two similar sounds, and for this reason, we do not say waddat ta'ifa, we do not pronounce the ta at all, and we actually pronounce the ta instead of the ta, and we say waddat ta'ifa. So when it comes to a letter that is fused or merged with the letter that comes after it, you will see that there is nothing on top or under it, the letter will have no tashkil signs whatsoever. When it comes to the tanween, you will see that each tanween has two types of symbols. So tanween fatha will either look like this or like that. And so does the dhamma will also have two forms or two symbols, and the tanween kasra will also have two symbols. So you might be wondering what the difference is between these two types of symbols. Well, these signs on the right will indicate that the tanween will be fully pronounced. So there will be a full noon added to the end of the word that has the tanween. While these signs will indicate that the tanween will be merged or fused with the letter that comes after it. So it will either be a case of idgham or ikhfa, like in these examples.
إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ.
In this ayah, we see two things. Number one, we see that the noon has a sukun sign on top of it. And this indicates that the noon will be fully pronounced, unlike what we've just learned when the noon has no sign on top or under it. And looking at the tanween dhamma, we see that the symbol of this tanween dhamma means that it will be fused with the letter that comes after it. Now let's have a look at an example that contains the other symbol of tanween dhamma. And let's see how it is different from the previous example.
قَالُوا تِلْكَ إِذًا كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ
So here we said, كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ which means that the noon at the end of the word was fully pronounced, which was unlike the tanween in the previous word with the other symbol. So that's why the difference is كَرَّةٌ خَاسِرَةٌ versus ذِكْرٌ لِلْعَالَمِينَ One with a straight noon and the other with a merged noon. Let's have a look at another set of examples for تنوين كسرة.
يَوْمَئِذٍ يَتَذَكَّرُ الْإِنسَانِ
Again, in the first example, we merged the noon of the تنوين with the ya. That's why we have this symbol. And in the other one, there was no merging and the تنوين was fully pronounced. Finally, it is important to know that these rules and these symbols apply to the Arabic Mus'haf and not to the Urdu Mus'haf. The Urdu Mus'haf will put symbols on every single letter, whether it is merged, hidden, or any other case. So if you think that these rules are beneficial and can help you learn the Tajweed easier, then choosing an Arabic Mus'haf will be a good choice. And generally, learning the rule and knowing how and when to apply it is the best practice, of course. But these tricks could help you speed up the process. Thanks for watching. If you want to start your journey to learn the Tajweed of the Quran, you can click on this link. And if you want to understand the Quran in Arabic, then you should click on that link. And finally, I hope you've learned something new today, and I will see you next time.